Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its five-year mission, to explore.
That good health, baby.
To seek out
Janu.
New life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Renegade Radio with your host, DJ Smell So Good. The international
call. Hail, hail, from the Netherlands. Presenting Sayonite.
Interface complete.
And one, two. Well, I don't know what the hell I'm giving a countdown for. You don't know that.
Can you dig it?
Probably not.
Can you dig it?
Probably not. You know what I mean? All right, people, this is unorthodox, but yeah, we got somebody at the front door before the door is even open. What they do with that? What they do that is?
Timmy!
All right, let's get it on. With some good porn. Welcome,
ooh,
Washington.
It's Saturday.
Yeah.
I've
got my van.
I've been at the door since Saturday.
Oh, world, there's supposed to be scandalous be out Saturdays, but got a lot of running around to do. Still behind shit, man.
Get your car.
Right, yeah, but I've been doing some gigs and motherfuckers been fucking me over and shit, so.
Oh, that's not
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, happy Monday morning or afternoon for you.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, you know, my health, your health Monday, laughter Monday. You know what I'm saying? That's the best remedy. Laughter is the best remedy to your health.
That's
what we're talking about today. Even though I got some un-laughter news to go into, but I'm actually going to that right at the beginning of the Nutty News, which has nothing to do with the Nutty News, but since I have most people's attention, I'll go ahead and read that. And that concerns one of our hosts here on Blog Talk Radio. So, doing that a little later on. Anyways, what's up, Leo? What you doing at the door so early? What the f*** is you doing at the door so early?
Coach, I've been here since Saturday.
Been waiting for you to pick me up. Waiting. You've been waiting outside, Pew, so we got to go ahead and give a round of applause. Longest waiter on the Record of Game Radio Show. You know?
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
So how was your weekend? Anyway, without me, you know, one day.
We got lousy weather, nothing to do in Seattle. Same old, cloudy, rainy, gloomy looking day out there. But other than that, it was a great weekend. I went to the Seattle Storms game, the Women's National League for basketball. We're number one in the nation. They played a hell of a game, 165. They broke a record of 46 points in the Women's National League. For the most,
they score how much?
46 lead. 46 lead. It was 111-65. Lauren Jackson is the lead basketball player, and she is 6'6" from Australia. She's been on the team for 10 years. The full house, too.
And what they call again? The what?
The Storms. Seattle Women's Basketball League.
Look up something on the Storms. The WNBA, people.
Yep, that'd be correct. We're number one in the nation. We won a championship, I think it was 2004 or 2007, I don't remember. But I have a feeling we're going to win another one.
What is this? Storm squad visiting Tulsa Saturday night.
That's right.
Damn it, did I tell you motherfuckers to change my shit?
Saturday one.
Night at the Key, setting a WNBA record for margin of victory in 111-65 win. Storms' 57 rebounds were also a league record.
Oh, my God, yeah, it was outrageous.
111 points tied a team record. Damn. Wait a minute, kicking
ass. They did have 150, so they were a 50 lead point at one point.
Yeah. Oh, they're showing the walk down. Yeah, they're showing the Australian shit. It's cute.
Awesome team, man. I am hooked now. I thought the men could play. Man, the women were kicking butt.
Yeah. Let's see here. You just don't get all the slams and all that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? That's what they try to hype up, you know, the men's with. But nowadays, motherfuckers don't even be slamming no more. They, you know, they don't make a show out of it. They just, I don't know. You go there to play. Another fourth quarter rally saw the Storm defeat Connecticut 83-82 Thursday night. Moving to 14-0 at Key Arena, Tanisha Wright hit the go-ahead free throws, and Lauren Jackson scored 31 points. Let's keep this moving. And Aaron last. I guess that's the report on it. Next home game is Storm versus Lenox Tuesday night, August 17th at 7 p.m. Get your tickets now, people. Tickets are on sale, or you can get your season tickets available. And this is how the lineup looks. Let's see, August 10th at Dream. It's Atlanta Dream. And then they're going to the Sun at Sun, 4:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Then they're going to be at the Mystics, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So all the games you guys got coming up, you know what I'm saying? And then the home game. This is all, those three were away games, and then you got the home game.
Yeah, I think the next one's the 26th or 24th or something.
Hmm.
Home game.
Home
but,
game.
Yeah, they're awesome.
All right, well, shouts out to the women's league, you know what I'm saying, stepping up, representing. I didn't know that motherfucking Australians got that tall, but neither did I think Chinese got that tall. So, hey.
For real, yeah. We don't have the Seattle Sonics, Supersonics here anymore. They're gone. I can't even believe it.
I wouldn't even know who the hell you're talking about, but okay.
The Seattle Supersonics?
Yeah.
Never heard of them, huh?
357.
Oh, wow. Check on by.
Supersonic. Oh. Sorry. Let's see what happens. On clinching the WNBA's best record, the league has told us that the Storms' magic number is officially 2, because though one more win would guarantee the Storm no worse than a tie for the league's best record, there's still a possibility the Storm would lose said tie. That's according to the Storm Tracker. Yeah. And you guys can go to www.wnba.com/storm, and you can look up all the news on the Seattle Storm women's basketball team. Yeah. We got a fan zone. We got a place where you can get some tickets, some news, schedules, contact info, multimedia info. Yeah, and you can watch the damn game right from the website, I'm pretty sure. It's this NBA TV. Yep, takes you right to NBA.com, where you can watch all the latest games live via the internet. Yeah, people, you don't have to turn on your fucking TV anymore. Turn your fucking TVs off. Turn them off. And turn them on the NBA. Oh, yeah. Well, even though we're coming into football season now, shit.
Huh? Oh, football?
Yeah, we're about to come into football season. Well, so I've heard.
Getting close.
All right, well, check this out. This is coming from My Health, WebMD.com. You know, I always want to consult some so-called professionals. And, yeah, also... Well, you got to be online for that. But the new website is officially up. Stop sending me these fucking questionnaires, man. See, goddamn Blog Talk doing that shit, man. Keep popping up goddamn advertisements and shit. Don't want to read that shit. But anyways, now, got me off of what the I was trying to say.
Shit.
I forgot what the hell I was going to say.
You gonna make my funny bone laugh today?
The who?
My funny bone.
Well, we're going to see.
I have my house laughter day. What's it all about? Got to make my funny bone laugh.
I don't know. We got to see how it goes. You know what I'm saying? Got to see how it goes. Laughter is not always about laughing, people. Laughter is serious. All right? It's freaking serious. All right? I guess. But, all right, so let me get some jazz going on. How about that? And then we'll get off into that. I'm going to do some Shelly K. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Y'all ain't know I can sing again, though. All right, give your body a boost with laughter. Why, for some, laughter is the best medicine. And this is a WebMD feature on WebMD.com. Feeling run down? Try laughing some more. Yeah. Some researchers think laughter just might be the best medicine, helping you feel better and putting that spring back in your step. According to a psychologist and laugh therapist, I believe that if people can get more laughter in their lives, they are a lot better off. And according to Steve Wilson, MANCSP, I don't know what the hell those stand for, but okay, they might be healthier too. Yet researchers aren't sure if it's actually the act of laughing that makes people feel better. A good sense of humor, a positive attitude, and the support of friends and family might play a role too. I'm pretty sure. The definitive research into the potential health benefits of laughter just hasn't been done yet. According to Robert R. Provine, professor of psychology and neuroscience at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. But while we don't know for sure that laughter helps people better, feel better, it certainly isn't hurting. Laughter therapy and what happens when we laugh. Yes, people, there are people that actually study the way you laugh. Yeah, see, he has carcinoma laughter right now. Yeah, that's a rare laughing disease. Yeah, right. Anyways, we change physiologically, one of them, physiologically, there you go, we changed physiology, the big word, goddammit, you know what I'm saying, shit, we change, goddammit, when we laugh, we stretch muscles throughout our face and body, our pulse and blood pressure go up, and we breathe faster, sending more oxygen to our tissues, sounds like sex. I wouldn't know, though. Oh. Alrighty then.
Laughing during sex, is that funny?
Depending on who you're with, you know what I'm saying? Depending on the partner, the sex partner that you might be with. Sometimes it can be. I done laughed at a chick, you know what I'm saying? I was hitting the German chick. You know, this is way back when I was a youngster. Right. And, you know, I happened to look at her, and just the way that she looked at me, it just, you know, I mean, I looked at her whole body, and I just bust out fucking laughing, man. She's like, what the fuck? You know, that is very awkward to be, you know, giving somebody the long end of the law, and, yeah, you start laughing. Yeah. It was pretty hilarious, people. I was imagining, you know how the cartoon commercials, you know what I'm saying? When you get hungry and shit, a motherfucker turn into that item, so
she started looking like
hot dog. She thought, well, she looked like a unbasted turkey and shit. The way she was just laying there and shit, just like, what the fuck? Well, with a head on it. The head so thick, you could put your, oh, wait a minute. Oh, man. Yeah, that was quite an experience for me. People.
Yeah,
you got a few people
won't know.
Yeah, well, that too, you know what I'm saying? But I've had that happen. Actually, I've had that happen with another chick, too. But we both laughed at the same time. That was very awkward. You know what I'm saying?
Who farted?
Like, who ain't stroking right? Like, is it me or you? Like, yo, what the fuck is going on through y'all minds? Just start. That's a funny feeling, laughing inside a female. If anybody's never done that before, have someone laughing them, I would suggest that today. It's very therapeutic for the uterus.
Those muscles are also used when you laugh, huh?
I felt some extra contraction going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I felt some extra.
A whole lot of feeling.
It was a little bit different, you know what I'm saying? It's sort of like milking a cow, you know?
Oh, no.
Not that I would know anything about that. Right. Ah, for the hell of it. I just want to be a little cruel today, people. You know what I'm saying? Laugh that off, you know? No sign I got his headphones on, so, yeah. All you headphone users out there, that's for you. You know what I'm saying? You know I love you. Right. He give you a good laugh. If you guys want to know the definition of a, you know, what a real good laugh is, you know what I'm saying? Here's one. Oh. Not really, but yeah. Where's my real good laugh at? Welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks.
And gentle spirits to the show. What's my motherfucking laugh at? Damn it. Give me a hearty laugh. Give me a fucking hearty laugh. Okay. All right. Well, I haven't talked to fucking Heavenly Angel, man, you know?
Hope I'm not disturbing you, but I saw you from across the party and. I don't usually do this, but I felt compelled to tell you something. You have an absolutely breathtaking hiney. I mean, that thing is good. I want to be friends with it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, what would you do, Evelyn, if somebody slid up to you and said that?
Yeah, just a sec, I'll check. Amanda Huggintiss? Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Huggintiss. Why can't I find Amanda Huggintiss?
Maybe your standards are too high.
Little SOB. If I ever find out who you are, I'm going to shove a sausage down your throat and stick starving dogs in your butt.
That's very graphic. But not too graphic for this show. All righty, then. Welcome, Sign 9. DJ Party Time is in the building. Yeah, you know. We got Miss Heavenly Angel from Washington. Got the Netherlands up in the building. Tampa's off in this mofo flipper. Still waiting on my goddamn vodka, but it's all right. Inside joke. And, yeah. Righty then.
Where's your co-host?
Hi, man.
He's down there. Mudanika's down there.
Mudanika.
I said more than that. You know what pissed me off, man? How the fuck did they get mad at Obama about being on The View and goddamn Arnold Schwarzenegger got his ass in a goddamn new movie coming out? Where the fuck did he have time to find to go and do a goddamn, well, he is in Hollywood, but still, what the fuck did he find time to goddamn be able to, you know what I'm saying, get in an all cast of old folks? That's what they should have called it, the bucket list of all movies. got all these old-ass goddamn washed-up actors in the goddamn film to try to bring their ass back to life. Got Arnold ass in there and shit. Fucking Sylvester. My face is dropped down to my elbows alone. Who the fuck else in there? They might as well have goddamn Zsa Zsa Gabor in the motherfucker. Goddamn, bring her old hip replaced ass and roll up in there and let her do the I Dream of Jeannie shuffle and shit. See, people. Reagan. His ass probably done rolled up in there. He probably got Bush in that motherfucker in makeup. You know what I'm saying? I know that ass looked familiar.
I'll be back in 10 seconds. I have a very important issue to take care of.
Okay.
I don't
Sounds
have a lighter.
Like somebody has to urinate.
No, I don't have a lighter.
Oh. Yeah, I'll buy that for $1. Yeah, the dog says he's lying. Dog says he's lying to people. He's going to the shitter. He's going to the shitter. He sticks it up all the time. Oh, forgot you was on the phone, brother. Sorry about that. Yeah. People who believe in the benefits of laughter say it can be like a mild workout and may offer some of the advantages as a workout. The effects of laughter and exercise are very similar. Combining laughter and movement, like waving your arms, is a great way to boost your heart rate. Wow. Okay. Well, let's all do that, people. Everybody drop your phones and fucking laugh and just wave your arm like a fucking idiot. Okay. My heart rate didn't go up, but, yeah. The feeling of nerdiness.
Lucky this belly laugh. Show is not on live stream.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit, I'm tired from doing that shit. That doesn't work. That doesn't work. Jesus, that, I don't know what fuck test he just did, but man, that's fucking workout. There's nothing funny about that shit. Hey, check it out. We're moving to something new, too. Make.tv, man. Y'all got to check that shit out. I promise you, it is Make.tv. Make.tv with a dot in it. It's a German-based version of live stream.
Oh, I see.
And it is fucking cool. I mean, it is fucking cool. And it's really putting, it puts live stream dick in the dirt. I mean, this got it all the way to where you can actually implement a blue screen, your own blue screen, you know what I'm saying? So you can put yourself behind objects and shit, or put yourself in front of objects. You know what I'm saying? And it's all drag and drop.
There are some major advantages on live stream. I see the free account only has 500 megabyte storage, only 10,000 viewer minutes,
stream.
And only 30 minutes showtime.
Yeah, their prices suck, though. And I translated that. That breaks down to like about $20 for that first account, and then that shit jumps all the way up to $131. I'm like, God damn. So. Then the €199, that's like $200 and something. So, yeah. No, it's like $260. It's like $260. The €99 was $131, right about that, just at the current mark rate. And then, But, the shit is fucking cool. I mean, I like live stream too, don't get me wrong. Live stream is just, it's just ultra goddamn professional. You need really a goddamn crew to work the shit. I mean, you really do, because it's got so much shit that you can do. I mean, as far as, you know, putting in the overlays, you know what I'm saying, bringing in different camera angles and guests and shit like that. Make TV does the same shit, you know what I'm saying, but it's just like the interface is different to me. It's more
easier.
Yeah.
More natural.
But with the blue screen shit, that's what live stream can't do. Live stream don't allow you to drag and drop different cameras, and live stream don't allow you to bring people from your chat room live onto your show. Now that's fucking hot. If you got a webcam and y'all in there just chatting in the chat room, which they got their own chat room, well, just like live stream too. But if you got a mic or a cam, you know what I'm saying? I can grab you, drag you in the private chat, and then invite you onto the show and bring you live onto the show. Shrink your screen down. This is all right there. I can shrink your screen down, and I can have all of us on the damn, on one show, like one screen right there. And I can shrink all the webcams down simultaneously, like right there. Control all the volumes. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I can be talking, or I can shut everybody the fuck up and play a video. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but, and I can bring the video right up over everybody, though. I ain't got to move no cameras or nothing. Just drag it over everybody's face, and then just, you know what I'm saying, enlarge it and shit.
Yeah, okay, that would be cool. Then,
yeah, so that shit, yeah.
A show like Jekyll does with multiple persons on camera doing a show together. They use Ulu to do that now, but they could do
Ulu.
Something like that. That would be great.
Ulu,
well,
I don't know what the hell happened, but Ulu goddamn put a fucking little virus shit on me, so I ain't fucking with Ulu. Fine. That the site is hot. I went through the whole little tutorial. Shit that shows you and the bitch is hot. But you can also get a team, you know what I'm saying? You can have you a team just like live stream and motherfuckers can doing different shit. So, you know, Cyanide could be over there, you know what I'm saying, controlling everybody's audio and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like you can be, you know, there controlling different camera angles, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I got some shit I want to show. You can be uploading shit right there. You can just drag and drop like YouTube videos, pictures or whatever. And then be like, hey, I got something to show. And then drag it over onto the screen and then enlarge it and it's showing in real time right now.
Yeah, I'm not putting anybody on screen that says I've got some shit to show you. I don't believe that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm with a webcam, nah.
I got some shit to show you. Looks like poo to me. Looks like good old poo to me. Oh, yeah.
You can
lie. I told you I got shit to show you.
Yeah, you ain't lying. You ain't lying. That's true.
See me, I use that minicam. You know, the minicam, little software and shit, and I can pop a little picture of poo up. Yeah, got some shit to show you.
Thank you.
All right, people, stop being a little nasty. All right, this is My Up Your Health Monday. We're talking about laughter, people. All right, laughter is the so-called key to your happiness, is the best key to whatever the fuck he said earlier. That old wise tale. Yeah.
What's that? And, key to happiness.
Uh-huh. You say sex, yeah, with yourself.
Yeah, I thought
sex
is the key to happiness.
Sex with yourself is the fucking best, people. You know what I'm saying? Oh.
That's right.
Chick asked me last night, I see you working out. What you be working out for? You know what I'm saying? Gotta keep that arm up. I gotta keep that whack off arm up. Oh. I forgot we was live. My bad, people. I forgot we was live. Right. Eat. Okay. One pioneer in laughter, William Fry, claimed it took 10 minutes on a rowing machine for his heart rate to reach the level it would after just 1 minute of hearty laughter. Now you test that out. And laughter appears to burn calories too. Maciej Buchowski, and I know I just completely massacred that name, but yeah. A researcher from Vanderbilt University conducted a small study in which he measured the amount of calories expended in laughing. It turned out that 10 to 15 minutes of laughter burned 50 calories. Wow. While the results are intriguing, don't be too hasty in ditching that treadmill. One piece of chocolate has about 50 calories. Yeah. At that rate of 50 calories per hour, losing 1 pound would require about 12 hours of concentrated laughter. And I don't think you're going to be able to do that.
Is that 50 calories or 50 kilocalories?
Look, brother, I don't get all into that unit of measures and all that kind of stuff. When I come to your fucking country, okay, I'll start throwing around liters and pounds and stuff, all right? Over here, brother, there's calories. There's no keys. Well, unless you're talking about the other keys. You know what I'm saying? A kilo.
Okay, kilo is 1,000 1,000 calories.
Okay.
And the most packages over here, like when you get a small Snickers bar, smaller than your finger, it's 91 kilocalories. So if you lose 50 calories in laughing for an hour, that's not very much.
Damn, that ain't even defeating a chocolate bar. That's basically what they're saying. That's still the same comparison, you know what I'm saying? If you, because most people think, you know what I'm saying, eating chocolate is, you know, an energy booster or something. But that shit's packed on calories like a motherfucker. Not that I give a fuck, but thank you, Lord, I don't have to worry about that. But yeah,
you need to break out in a sweat.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you ain't sweating, you ain't doing it right. You know what I'm saying? Oh, we talking about chocolate people. Didn't know where you were going with that one. You know what I'm saying? Didn't know where you were going.
It only leads to one place, baby.
Okay.
Laughter, you know, laughter.
Yeah,
where we at? That's where
yeah.
we at. Laughter.
Yeah, right.
Come on now. Keep up with me, baby.
Right. I'm behind you all the way.
There you go. That's the spirit.
All right, people. Laughter's effect on the body. In the last few decades, researchers have studied laughter's effects on the body and turned up some potentially interesting information on how it affects us. The blood flow. I didn't even know it affected that. Right.
Don't want to stop.
Researchers. Huh?
You don't want to stop the blood flow. That's mighty important.
Yeah. For all areas. All areas of interest. You know what I'm saying?
Of laughter.
We'll keep it moving. All right. Researchers at the University of Maryland studied the effects on blood vessels when people were shown either comedies or dramas. After the screening, the blood vessels of the group who watched the comedy behaved normally, expanding and contracting easily. But the blood vessels in people who watched the drama tended to tense up, restricting blood flow. I am one of those people because I hate fucking drama. Hate fucking Lifetime Channel. Hate goddamn Oxygen. E-all-L goddamn woman shit. Jesus, people. Spill the fucking drama. Burning bed. I killed my husband last night. I cheated on my bitch and then turned around and killed her and then married another bitch. And then got caught for all of the shit. Man, that's too much fucking drama. I'm already pissed up talking about it. Jesus, people. That's the effect of drama right here. Your immune response. Increased stress is associated with decreased immune system response. Some studies have shown that the ability to use humor may raise the level of infection-fighting antibodies in the body and boost the levels of immune cells as well. Now, has anybody ever laughed while you were sick and it actually gave you that feeling of, damn, I feel a little bit better? But it also brings up cold and all that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? It actually brings up, you know, it makes you cough and brings up that cold and shit more. When you find somebody that can make you laugh while you're sick, you might be coughing your head off, but then that's kind of a, you know what I'm saying, a opposite and equal effect because it's helping you get that infection out. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Like when you
as long
as you don't kill
really, over. Really healthy smelling.
Yeah, that is, man. It's healthy, man. You know? Right. Let's keep this moving. And then your blood sugar levels. One study of 19 people with diabetes looked at the effects of laughter on blood sugar levels. After eating, the group attended a tedious lecture, which anybody would die on. Oh, sorry. On the next day, the group ate the same meal and then watched a comedy. After the comedy, the group had lower blood sugars than they did after the lecture. Huh. I wonder whether the meals switched up, though. Did they eat the same meals? See what I'm saying? People, all that affects your blood sugar levels, too, especially in diabetics. Yeah. But they didn't go into that deep, so we're not either. All right. The effects on relaxation and sleep. The focus on the benefits of laughter really began with Norman Cousins' memoir, Anatomy of an Illness. Cousins, who was diagnosed with ankylosing spondylitis. Okay. I'd probably be laughing at you, too. A painful spine condition. Found that a diet of comedies like Marx Brothers films and episodes of Candid Camera helped him feel better. He said that 10 minutes of laughter helped him, allowed him 2 hours of pain-free sleep. Wow. Didn't know that one now. Did you guys know that one? I didn't know that one.
No, I did not.
Might want to try that. All right, well, we got some evidence. Is laughter the best medicine? And then we're going to get into something else. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? All right.
If you have a tummy tuck, is laughter really the best medicine? When you're healing?
A tummy tuck?
Yeah, or you have a C-section after you have a baby where they cut your stomach.
That doesn't sound
laughter going to help that?
I don't think so, but some good old cocoa butter will. You know what I'm saying? At least with the stretch marks. Oh, did I say that? Yes, I did. Yeah, people, cocoa butter helps get the scars away. You know what I'm saying? Good old cocoa butter. So they say. But I use cocoa butter, and it helps me out. All righty then, I'll keep moving. All right, things
where
get
are we
murky.
Going, people? Where are we going?
I don't know. Today's all about laughter, people. It's all about laughter. Things get murky when researchers try to get sort out the full effects of laughter on our minds and bodies. Is laughter really good for you? Can it actually boost your energy? But not everyone is convinced. Of course, you always got haters out there, but yeah. I don't mean to sound like a, what the fuck kind of name is this? Cormungian. Cormungian. Okay, of course, you know, only white folks would say something like that. We don't know those type words. Yeah. Heavenly Angel, what is a Cormungian?
I have no idea. Is that from the UK or something?
No, that's one. That's a professional talking language there. It's what the professionals say. Okay,
have to
well,
look it up in the dictionary.
Too late. And this is even stupider fucking definition. Right. Oh, man. This is a racist term, people. A curmudgeon is an avaricious, grasping fellow, a miser, a niggard. Which, what the fuck is a niggard? Okay. Or a churl. A gray-headed curmudgeon of a Negro. What in the fuck is that supposed to be?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, this is the goddamn shit it's giving. What the fuck is avaricious? An avaricious, grasping fellow. A miser. A niggard. A churl. This.
What is this, a bushman or what?
Yeah, I mean, what the fuck, man?
Niggard. The definition of niggard.
Niggard.
Let me see. A stingy person? Okay.
A stinky or stingy?
A stingy with a G.
Stingy.
Okay. Avaricious.
Like
a stingy grasping person, a miser. No idea.
Okay.
Of Scandinavian origin.
Avaricious is actuated by avarice, greedy of gain, and moderately desirous of accumulating property. I mean, how do you motherfucking give a definition with bigger words than the goddamn definition?
This is a Jeopardy question, man. Jeopardy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody going to really answer that. Avaricious. Oh, well, that is actuated by the avarice, which is moderately desirous of accumulated property.
I'll take that for $1,000, please.
Yeah, we'll just have to fucking give it to him, because, hell, I don't know my goddamn self.
This one is a little more clear. A niggard, a selfish person who is unwilling to give or spend. Alrighty.
Miser, that's it. Miser, just break it down, a miser.
Yeah.
Hold on to that money.
Why you just didn't say a fucking miser? You know what I'm saying?
Money hungry.
I don't mean to sound like a curmudgeon. Boy, look at you people.
A penitenter.
Right. But the evidence that laughter has health benefits is iffy at best. He says that most studies of laughter have been small and not well conducted. He also says too many researchers have an obvious bias. They go into the study wanting to prove that laughter has benefits. Okay. For instance, Proline says, yeah, I'm saying, like, what observations are y'all looking for? Provine says studies of laughing have often not looked at the effects of other similar activities. It's not really clear that the effects of laughing are distinct from screaming. What?
I guess so. Screaming is a little different.
A lot different. If I punch you in your stomach, that's not a laughing moment. I kick you in your ass, you ain't laughing. You're screaming. And therefore, that is causing a pain, which will cause your body to tense up. Therefore, that is screaming is stress. If you want to compare it to anything, screaming is stress.
I don't know. I can be releasing pretty good when I'm screaming.
Yeah? Oh, well, yeah. Depends on the situation. Forgot. This is an adult show. I forgot. Yeah. Moving on.
Are you really?
Hey, wait a minute. Up. Angel, what did you have for breakfast this morning? I gotta get some.
Back up here.
Yeah. Right.
Keep it moving, right.
We're gonna keep it moving, yeah. Peter Flakes for breakfast. Yummy. Get
I'll
yours today. Oh. Yeah, I'll buy that for $1. Provine.
$1
Yay. Better than McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? I'll give you some real meat. Oh, my bad. My bad. Not saying that McDonald's and Burger King have fake meat patties, but, yeah. Don't know where that's leading, so let's lead the other way. Provine says that the most convincing health benefit is he's seen from laughter as its ability to dull pain. Numerous studies of people in pain or discomfort have found that when they laugh, they report that their pain doesn't bother them as much, which, depending on what pain that is, that sometimes is not true. But if you have a fucking cracked rib and you're laughing, you really hate the person that is making you laugh, because that is... Yeah.
Painful.
It is painful.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
I knew somebody that was in the hospital and he got his mouth sewn shut. And we went to visit him. Bad idea. He sounded like, stop it. Oh, no, stop it.
Oh, that's fucked up, man. That's fucked up. Yeah, because he probably would have popped his stitches and then, oh, hell would have broke loose. Oh, man. Shit. Look at it. It's Raggedy Ann. Oh, my bad. My bad. My bad. You know, that's what friends are for, people, to rag on you at good times, hard times, especially when you're in the hospital. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Yeah, not really, but... He says he believes it's not clear that comedy is necessarily better than another than another distraction. Wonder what that other distraction is. Okay. It could be that a compelling drama would have the same effect. No, it wouldn't. I hate fucking dramas, and there's nothing compelling about dramas. You know what I'm saying? Drama is just that. It's bullshit. It makes me feel like,
Let's get one thing straight, actor. I don't trust you. And if you betray us, I'll rip your fucking balls off and stuff them up your ass so that the next time you shit, you'll shit all over your balls. Got it?
A little laughter there, people.
I got it.
Right. One of the biggest problems with laughter research is that it's very difficult to determine cause and effect. For instance, a study might show that people who laugh more are less likely to be sick. But that might be because people who are healthy have more to laugh about. Oh. Sorry. Sorry. That's kind of true. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, take care of yourself. You know? Or researchers might find that among a group of people with the same disease, people who laugh more have more energy. But that could be because the people who laugh more have a personality that allows them to cope better. Good evidence right there, brother. So it becomes very hard to say if laughter is actually an agent of change or just a sign of a person's underlying condition. I heard Obama use that word one time. A person's underlying condition. Didn't know what the fuck he was talking about then. Still not clear now, but let's keep it moving.
He didn't know either. It was just a display on
like
the teleprompter.
It. Yeah, it sounded good. Yeah, put it, say this. A person's underlying condition. Okay, what did I say next? No, that's it. That's it. Oh, okay. A person's, mother, get your ass up off the teleprompter, man. Jesus, people. Read for yourself. You don't need a teleprompter. Y'all be like, what the hell is he looking at? I'm looking at titties. That's why you know I'm motherfucking telling you the truth. You know what I'm saying? Shit. That's what presidents are for, you know? Oh, my bad. Did I say I was a president? Okay. Laughing it up for quality of life. That's what I'm talking about. Laughter, the same hater believes, is part of a larger picture. Laughter is social. So any health benefits might really come from being close with friends and family. And not the laughter itself. In his own research, Provine has found that we're 30 times more likely to laugh when we're with other people than when we're alone. People who laugh a lot may just have a strong connection to the people around them. That in itself might have health benefits. I disagree with that. If you look at some of the nutballs that we have in my neighborhood, oh, yeah, there's no one around, and they're laughing by themselves. What are they laughing at? Probably the guy that they're talking to. Okay, and there's no one around. So what does that do? Make you laugh. Yeah.
Oh, damn. Someone at the door.
Oh, damn. Somebody's calling up in private line. I'm on the radio. Damn, woman, hold on. Hey, this is the last time I'm doing projects with people. I just don't like the fucking stress of it. You know what I'm saying? All right. Anyway, laughing more could make you healthier, but we don't know. He tells WebMD. I certainly wouldn't want people to start laughing more just to avoid dying, because sooner or later they'll be disappointed because you're going to die anyways. Oh. But we all know that laughing, being friends with friends and family, and being happy can make us feel better and give us a boost, even though studies may not show why. So Wilson and Provine agree that regardless of whether laughter actually improves your health or boosts your energy, it undeniably improves your quality of life. Obviously, I'm not anti-laughter. I'm just saying that if we enjoy laughing, isn't that reason enough to laugh? And do you really need a prescription? Yeah, it's real, people. Don't let them give you a fucking funny pill. You know what I'm saying? Hey, take this funny pill. Yeah. I don't think that would do it. What does this have to do with it? Does laughter have anything to do with sex? No, there's nothing leading to that. Has anyone ever had sex and laughed while during the act of intercourse, outer course, or whatever you want to call it?
Maybe somebody does when they're having an orgasm.
It's probably because you're faking it. Oh, did I say that?
Maybe it tickles them real good.
She laughed because, oh, man, this guy really believes that I'm having an orgasm. Ah, bitch, what you laughing at? Oh. Sorry, people. I tend to take that a little offensive. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Goofy. That's that smoker's cough right there, people. And Sayanaid and Mr. Jackal and the Heavenly Angel. We are all hanging out today on My Health, Your Health Monday. Good old laughter, people. Laughter is the best medicine. Yes, it has been proven time and time again. You laugh on this show, you go home with a better sense of self. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah, I feel good. I feel fucking good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fucking good. Yeah. If you're talking
joke,
like
baby.
That, though.
Talking about
yeah.
laughing.
You know what I'm saying? I thought I was. But.
We have a fire alarm making a beeping noise every 5 to 10 minutes for the entire day. And my neighbor rang the doorbell. Hey, am I being paranoid or are they beeping every 5 to 10 minutes? I said, oh, you're not being paranoid. You're really a beep every 5 to 10 minutes.
You're high, brother. You're high. You're high. Right. You're high. That's what you should have told them. Come on in and hit a couple of these and see if that beeping goes away.
I'll think it will make it worse.
You get what I'm saying? Like, damn, wait a minute. It's increasing. What is going on? You don't hear that? Motherfucker, I'm smoking the same shit. I'm smoking the same shit that you smoking. Jesus, people. Anybody ever had a friend freak out while you smoking weed?
Yeah, for the first time.
Oh, man, don't you fucking hate those guys?
Well, they first started out laughing, and the next thing you know, they're throwing up.
That paranoid shit kicks in.
Yeah,
oh,
too, yeah.
Man, when you see the motherfuckers paranoid on weed, oh, man, that is the funniest shit. Woo, huh, fuck wrong with you, man? Chill the fuck out, man. Oh, man, you finna blow the fuck. Get your ass out of here, man. You got to get the fuck home now. Jesus.
Well,
yeah, now you got to look
it
up.
It was a good test case for them. Never touch anything stronger. Because if anything will make you more paranoid, then that's all the other stuff that you can get.
Oh, man. Nah, I don't get down with all the other stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's good old.
You must have been paranoid from the start before that.
Yeah, it was just a trigger.
So, what are things that make people laugh? Well, apparently that does.
I'm not sure if I can say it on air.
Even
okay.
The misery of other people can be funny to other ones.
Well, yeah, reading about the goddamn, who the hell was playing that shit? Talking about, I think that was on Goofy Bone show. He played this damn clip talking about something. The dude talking about He takes video of fires and shit. Houses burning down. That shit, that was too funny, man. He told himself two instances. He told him, yeah, the dude ran out the house. He was on fire and shit, and then he dived into the ditch. And the motherfucker was like, well, you didn't help him out? I'm like, well, no. I mean, shit, he was on fire, and he jumped into the ditch and put himself out. He didn't need any other further assistance. That very ass fucked up. I got to go on Goofy Bolster in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Goofy Bolster.
Hey, you know, one time I laughed at a girl because she made a little moan that just was just, you had to laugh. You know what I mean? It's like, it's funny.
I guess as long as she doesn't sound like a cow.
Oh yeah, I've had the ones that sound like cows before, but in the long run, they're all good
people.
Listen, if you start laughing about her moaning in a funny way, she wasn't doing a good job anyway.
Right.
Well, Smelly, I'm back on the loser train. I got laid off this morning.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I meant,
That's not funny.
Yeah, my bad, dog.
Boo! I know.
There you go. Sorry about that, brother. Not bad.
Nah, you know, I came to this show because I need the healing power of laughter.
Oh, well, shit. I tell you what, man. Here we go. How about this? Put your phone up in the air. Everybody, put your phones up. Hold your phones up, goddammit. Everybody.
I want to keep it in one piece.
Hold your and your headphones, goddammit. Yeah, I know. You thought I wasn't going to forget. Fucking headphones, too. Everybody, hold your shit up. Is your shit up?
Nope. Yeah, my shit's up.
That was a trick question. That was a trick question because you sons of bitches answered. That means you can still hear me, so your shit ain't up. I'm about to give you an award, goddammit. I'm about to give you an award. Sons of bitches. There you go. That's to your laughter, right?
Groovy, baby.
Yeah.
That's you need awesome to set him up in the VIP room.
The VIP room.
Yeah.
Okay. Where would that be at, Groovy Chick?
On the ship.
Yeah,
where the hell is the VIP
yeah
room?
On the ship.
Yeah, where the fuck is
where
that?
Where the strippers
man
are.
Oh, man.
No.
I already did all them strippers.
Those are Timmy's strippers. You know what I'm saying? We can't be messing with the window licking chicks. You know what I'm saying? Oh no, no window licking chicks here. You know what I'm saying? Hey, so what are you doing now, Mr. Laid Off Unemployed City Worker?
Well, I was about to cry and go through desperation because I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do, but
Everybody else is doing it. If he can handle bennies and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs just to see what it's like.
There you go, brother. There you go. You know?
While under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases. He feels unusual hunger and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed.
Did anybody feel like that?
It is
that
a good day to die.
Oh. Not me.
Yeah.
It's a good day to get high. I'm going to have to do a remix on that. It's a good day to get high. Yeah, you know what I mean?
And you can play that sample every day.
Every day. It's a good day to get high.
You can even
do
a
five-minute
show on Sunday just to play that sample. It's a good day to get high. End of show.
Bridge to Captain Kirk.
Bridge to Captain Weed. Oh. Sorry about that, people. Let me one. All right. Well, you know, there, Goofy Bo, man. I know it's troubling times to be back on the old unemployment trail.
Well, fuck it. You know, we did it once. We got to do it again. That's all I can
know
say.
And if you, you know, if you ever really get down on your luck, there, brother. Got somebody you can go and see.
In the game of checkers in life, sometimes you make the wrong move and get jumped. If you made the wrong move and need money fast, we're here to capitalize on that. Some people are destined to make the wrong move over and over again. It's okay. It's all right. What are possessions in life's treasures if you can't cash them in during a self-imposed crisis? At a
Beaver
Brokerage and Pawn, we'll secure the funds you need for any collateral items you can get your hands on. Just bring in your stock, jewelry, electronics, munitions, dust, automobiles, power tools, home, movies, children, exercise equipment, pets, coin collection, or your spleen, liver, or kidney, we'll give you cash on the spot. After all, some
bring your baby in.
We'll
buy anything, including your dignity.
Hey, that's been selling over the summertime. A lot of
dignity. Pawn is located at 1540 Broadway, New
sounds
York,
like
New York, 10036.
Yeah. And if that doesn't cheer you up, brother.
What is a gentleman? He is
fair
and polite and stands by his word. He is well dressed.
We're going down to the crazy cock tonight, people.
Want to be a gentleman? Pay a woman the ultimate compliment by shoving 20s in her panties at the crazy cock. Oh, tonight, And every night, your luck is in town at the Crazy Cup, where the ladies are beautiful and, oh, so very friendly.
Come on, boys. I'm waiting for a gentleman like you.
That's right. Candy wants to fake break herself for money and make you feel exactly what you're not. A lady killer. It's the gentleman's choice. And a lady always loves to be noticed.
Woo! Titties! What could be more genuinely than staring at silicone breasts while my wife is playing
football? Titties!
Nothing.
I'm here for a conference. What about my colleagues?
I'll make you all feel special, one after the other. Just give me money.
Yes, bring your clients. After all, once they see how drunk and horny you get over a pair of fake bazookas, they're sure to take your professional input seriously. What gentleman wouldn't?
Well, a lady likes to be treated.
Oh yeah. At the Crazy
Crazy Cop. That's a good old...
Santa Claus?
Jeez. Oh, that's a good old hearty laugh. You know what I'm saying? That's a good hearty one for you people. Oh, shit, no.
Sound like fucking
okay.
Bob.
All right. Got some news, man. Before the news, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to read this, get into the song, then we're going to get into the nutty news. This is on a serious note. There's a fundraiser. This is coming from Rod Smooth. If you haven't gotten this message before... look at this fag shit. You gonna have, how the fuck you gonna have this punk ass motherfucker on your show? And I already done had him on my show. Look at this fag shit.
What the fuck are you talking about,
fucking man? Fag shit. Artist on demand features Nando. What the fuck have I already had this motherfucker on here, man? Fucking losers. Oh, sorry, people. Not on that note. My bad.
Which
I've just
ones
seen
are
that shit
artists
on
demand?
On
are they the white kids that are doing it, or is it that one?
I don't know who the hell they is. I know I was the first one to bring his ass on this Blog Talk Radio shit, but it's all fuck him. Fuck him. He's an asshole. All right. According to Rob Smooth, one of our BTR hosts on this Mofo Flipping Network, there's a fundraiser for Miss Mo of the Miss Mo Show. And it reads, hello, BTR family and friends. This is your man, Rob Smooth. Of course, I'm reading in fifth person. Yeah. well, like fifth person. Okay. One of the co-hosts of the Serious Side of the TJRS with J-Real, G-O-G, and Miss Mo. I'm contacting you on behalf of fellow BTR host and friend, Miss Mo. For those of you who may not know her, she is one of the hosts of one of the hottest shows, okay, all right, on BTR, the Miss Mo Show. On January 15th, 2010, Miss Mo's mom suffered a massive stroke and was air evacuated to Stanford Hospital, where she underwent emergency surgery to stop a bleed on her brain. Her mother was hospitalized for 5 months and is currently hospitalized, recovering from yet another surgery. On January 15th, Miss Mo was faced with a life-changing decision, not only for her mom, but for herself. From that day until now, she has never left her mother's bedside. She has been involved in every aspect of her mother's recovery, including hospital stays, rehabilitation, and in-home care. During this time, Miss Mo has sacrificed financially, mentally, and physically, as well as essentially putting her life on hold to care for her mother. This is very near and dear to my heart because I lost my dad to a stroke several years ago and often ask myself if I could have been as strong and as dedicated to my dad as she had been for her mother. Unfortunately, I will never know the answer to that question. Sounds like guilt to me, but I'll keep moving on. So, why am I contacting you? I am asking you to join with me to assist Miss Mo and her family with living and other expenses by making a donation today in any amount, large or small. She has an emergent need of $5,000 by August 15th, 2010. Together we can help her to raise the funds needed to continue to provide care for her mother and to make giving easier. A PayPal account for Miss Mo has been established. Here's how you can make a donation. First, you can go to www.personal.paypal.com, or number two, click send money online in the center of the page. Then number three, enter the Miss Mo, the underscore Miss Mo underscore show at yahoo.com in the sidebar on the right. Then enter your email address. And then fourth, enter the amount of money donation, then choose gift. You will be asked to create a PayPal account if you don't already have one. Please don't let this stop you from giving. And finally, and most importantly, pray for Miss Mo and her family. BlackBerry, Android, and iPhone users can send donations via the iPhone, via their phone by downloading the free application found on PayPal. And before you decide to give or not to give, ask yourself this question. Would I sacrifice everything I have to care for a loved one? Sincerely, Rob Smooth. All right, people. So, I'm actually going to go and make a $5 donation. I will be doing that right now. And I don't believe it's HTTPS, but we will see if that comes up. Do, do,
do, do, do, do, do. I believe it will. It's PayPal, it will.
Oh, okay. That's their, I thought it was HTTP. What does the S mean?
Secure, that the connection is, that everything is encoded, that goes over the line. When it's HTTP, it's not encoded, and when you send passwords and logins over and somebody is sniffing your line, it will be able to see the password right away. And if it's secured and encoded, it's, I wouldn't say impossible, but very, very, very hard to get real data from that.
Is that a service, like, you know what I'm saying, that they designate you, or can you just put S before the HTTP on everything and it'll secure?
No. You need a certificate, and with the code that is in that certificate, all the data is encrypted. So it's very hard to decrypt that data that's going over the line. And you can't give a HTTPS without having a valid certificate, or else your browser will give you a warning. Hey, this site is not using a right certificate, and you can look at the details to see what is wrong with it. But most people don't do that. But it is safe to, if you go into a HTTPS site to pay something and it gives you a warning about the certificate, do not continue there. By the way, talking about not funny, somebody is barbecuing outside and the smell is coming into my room here.
Oh, yummy. Gotta love burnt pork, people. Gotta love burnt pork. Okay, this is one of the key things that you got to do. It's not www. It's just HTTPS, and with the semicolon / personal.paypal.com. That is the actual address. It's not the www. You put the www in, it fucks it up. So there you go. Shout out to the beautiful butterfly who has popped off in here and has made a swift exit. Something like a butterfly.
You know, I hate when people just come in, they'll say hi, and they'll leave. It's like...
Yeah, leave. Like, what the
hell? Why do that? Like, fuck. Now, I can understand that the show sucks, you know. Oh, I just came by to say hi, but your show sucks. But,
yeah.
You know, stick around, listen for 5 minutes. Fuck. Don't act like you're gonna go take a shit and then just take off. You don't do that to your neighbor. You don't knock on the neighbor's... Hey, let me use your bathroom real quick. Go in there. Oh, I just want to say hi, and then just take off. You don't do that.
If you stunk the fucking house up, yes, you do.
Well, shout out to beautiful butterfly.
I shouldn't run. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But ain't nobody doing no number two up in my house. Oh, boy, say on Friday. What you got to do? Number one, number two. I got to do number two. Ain't nobody drinking no dicky, dropping no dicky lows up in this house. But me, you better go on over there to Miss Johnson. No. Anyways, none of you guys are Friday fans.
I've never watched Friday movie ever.
Okay, then, well.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah.
That was also from Friday.
Well, if you didn't get to see the movie, how do you know?
I saw
oh,
the movie.
Yeah.
Diesel sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag. Bitch!
Everybody say. It isn't bear. Say. It isn't bear. God almighty, titties and beer. Titties and beer. I like just saying titties, you know what I mean? Oh, sorry. Queer. Beer. Titties and beer. Titties and beer. Titties and beer. It's where you get really drunk at, people. It's where you get really drunk at.
God damn it, I love those motherfucking titties.
Those motherfucking titties. Let me smell
That's a little graphic.
I prefer something else.
Those motherfucking
titties. I think
titties.
You will. Those motherfucking
titties. Do the ladies prefer cocks and beer?
I prefer, you know, the dick and the mashed potatoes.
Man, I lost that motherfucker. You got it, smell it?
No, oh, brother, I am. Do not have it, but if I did...
Shit, if it's going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mighty potato.
All the ladies
yeah,
out
baby,
there.
That's
but, all the ladies, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, I got to get that motherfucker.
Would the ladies eat dick in the mashed potatoes? Would you eat that up?
Good.
Don't worry, then. I see your favorite dish that I'll be cooking.
I'll be mashed potatoes, baby.
Oh, man. Yeah, I see you want some white stuff all over it, huh? Too graphic here, people. If you have children listening in the background, please explain this show.
Is there a
Not
song
really.
About a cock out there?
I wouldn't have it.
Have you seen the kids' cartoons lately? The kids' shows lately? Man.
Those are not kid shows. You are letting your children watch Adult Swim. Yeah.
What are they watching? South Park?
Probably Adult Swim. And Adult Swim is adult fucking cartoons that are not kid oriented at all. Not at all. But anyways, people. Anybody got to watch on? Because in a minute... You know what time.
Hey, what time is your show in, really?
You got 47 minutes, my brother. And
I'm going to start me a show right here.
Okay, the kid says you're going to leave.
You got shit for brains.
Oh.
You little motherfucker, right. You.
Yeah, you know, I had to tell
leave
him.
Any bigotry in your quarters. There's no room for it on the bridge.
You little motherfucker. Little
what
mother,
an asshole.
Little mother. Anybody see the roast of David Hasselhoff?
No, but I wish I had.
No.
Yeah, Mr. Knight Rider.
Would have got a good laugh with that one.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He's still wearing the old-ass goddamn Knight Rider jacket and shit. Like, where the fuck they do that at? You know what I mean? Goddamn. Did you see Michael Jackson still wearing the goddamn beaded jacket with all the fucking zippers on it? God damn. Got to fucking, you know, grow up, people. All right. Anybody thirsty? I am.
Let's shake them up together.
Shake them up? What?
Oh, yeah.
It's a great new taste of ice cold Thunderbird. With grapefruit juice. Just pour the juice in the bottle.
With grapefruit juice.
Shake
them
up.
Shake them up.
Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake them up.
That's a...
Shake
them up,
bitch.
Shake
them up. Wow. Totally
together. Wow.
Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake them up.
And make sure you go and check out www.813battles.webs.com. And the official 813 Battles page is up. You can go there and vote, see different battles, you know what I'm saying, up to date. We got a new battle coming on August 15th, and that will feature... hold on, people. I'm going to give you the info. August 15th, it's going down. Show your skills. 813 battles, three hip-hop battles going down. And Sunday, 5 p.m., Dirty Boy versus Money Maul. Ashwood versus Berg. Set versus AWOL. Cameras will be on deck. Tampa standing up. Text for location and details. I don't know how you're going to do that. And also the 813 Battles DVD is coming out soon. Yeah. And then the major battle between Orlando and Tampa is coming out September 5th, people. That will be the big battle, Ashwood versus Brandon Sky. If you don't know what the fuck a battle is, go to www.813battles.com, well, .webs.com, soon to be just the .com. We'll pay for that shit in a minute. You know what I mean? All right.
Are you serious, Smiley? If you don't know what a battle is?
If I don't know what a who? Yeah,
if
a
you
battle.
Don't know what
a freestyle battle.
Yeah, but are there really people that don't know what it is? I'm not really involved in that scene. I don't live over there, but I know what it is.
Well, I mean, some people don't even know what hip-hop is, so, I mean, you just got to, you know.
Cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
And that's for the people who, don't know anything about hip-hop or freestyle battles. But I know something about this. Oh, yeah. Sweet, sweet love. It's all love. Oh, yeah.
You haven't had your after-work, social, sports team practice, so you're not too tired.
Oh,
you lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear like, I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning. I know what you're trying to say, girl. You're trying to say, oh yeah. It's been the time. It's been the time.
Y'all know what time it is. If you don't, God damn it, you better know. Time for the Nutty News! I don't even know my goddamn PayPal info and shit. Trying to motherfucking make a donation. Don't forget, people, if you want to make a donation, you know what I'm saying? I'm donating $5. Fucking right. You can donate to Obama's drama. God damn it, you can donate to a friend in need, you know what I'm saying? Friend in weed and, or some shit. Well, that's weed, my bad. But a friend in need is a
friend in need for weed?
Yeah, something like that. There we go, people. I'm logged in.
Here you go. Here you go. Go to www.kittiesandbeard.com. Check it out.
Oh, shit. I only got $4 left. $4.09, man. Damn. Well, I'm donating $4, people. Hey, I'm donating the whole 409 to it. You know what I'm saying? Been right. Every
I got a buck
helps.
For you. I got a buck.
I bet you do. Okay, let's keep
buck
that
wild,
thing
baby.
Moving. Yeah, in the buck. You know what I'm saying? Never been in the buck. Right.
Really, go to www.tibt. IES, the word and, A-N-D, beer, B-E-E-R, .com.
How can we go to titiesandbeer.com when you're not even online?
Check it out.
What? Check it out. It pulls up a picture of you holding a beer. All right, people, we're going to humor.
I'm not kidding. Look at it.
We're going to humor Mrs. Heaven the Angel.
Nutty
this is the Nutty
the
News.
It's
this is the, yeah.
I just spelled titties and beer.
It pulls up Amson Colleges. What the hell is an Amson Colleges? Say what? TITTIES, I put that in.
Yeah, www.TITTIES, A-N-D.
TheBeer.com. Okay.
BR.com.
I get this sort of commercial page with the first stop on your hot web journey with all kinds of links to travel, holiday, hotel.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Yep.
Yeah. I got a bunch of porn.
Sex boy party, porn movies, free porn, adult pictures.
Hey, woman, do you know that is the easiest way to fucking go and get viruses on your shit?
Sure.
Clicking on fucking made up pages
time,
like
baby,
these.
The worst time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I guess with sex anywhere, you can get a virus, baby.
I found a domain name that's still free. GetYourNutty.com is free.
Yeah, well, you know, everything is with limitations.
Just trying to get the nutty on here.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about some strange shit, man. I got a couple of articles to cover. And this is Nutty News Hour, people. Time for the Nutty News. Nutty News is brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy off-the-wall news that you can probably find other places. But, yeah, it only gets nutty right here, man. Only gets nutty right here. Starting this off right next door, well, down the street from good old Heavenly Angel. We're in Washington, Dicks on Chicks, people. Oh, yeah. Washington, D.C. First lady took vacation with a friend whose father recently died. Oh. Michelle Obama and daughter Sasha returned from Spain, a vacation at a lavish hotel on the Mediterranean coast that triggered her first controversy since becoming first lady. I'm told she made the trip because she promised one of her closest friends, a longtime Chicago pal who just lost her father, she would spend time with her. The Spain trip generated coverage on the networks and cable news shows who don't have any fucking else thing to do but, yeah, keep a camera up her ass, and other national outlets raising questions about public perception and taxpayer cost. But, yeah, y'all let Nancy Pelosi spend $4,000 on some fucking flowers and nobody says nothing about that. Y'all let a motherfucking buy 40 of her closest friends motherfucking lunch over $16,000 worth. Yeah, but y'all never say nothing about that. Nobody wants to say anything about Nancy fucking Pelosi, who's supposed to be the head of this and the head of that. But then you're going to give a shit about goddamn Obama, who really they got their own goddamn money thanks to all the fucking books that you sons of bitches bought before this son of a bitch even became president. Yeah. So why the fuck you think you're going to be wasting taxpayers' money? You know what I'm saying? Taxpayers, you already wasted your goddamn money when you bought the book. Jesus. Anyways, people, keep that going because that's not a laughing matter. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa. Just going to say. Where's the laughter in all this?
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Put some artificial up in there. Yeah. Anyways, Santa Clarita, California. 14-year-old boy starts wildfire trying to smoke marijuana. Yeah, right. Blaming on the pot. Blaming on the pot, people. Yeah. A 14-year-old boy has been booked on arson charges after deputies said he confessed to accidentally starting a 40-acre wildfire north of Los Angeles as he was trying to smoke marijuana. How do you try to smoke pot, people? Right. Sheriff's Office says two 14-year-old boys from Saugus were detained just after the fire that briefly threatened about 50 homes. Yeah, was knocked down.
Damn.
I don't believe What the fuck did the weed have to do with it?
That actually was on mainstream radio, I believe Sunday night on American radio. I heard it on the news.
Yeah.
Yeah, so man. I bet it's real, but of course, this is not a chance to spread some propaganda about weed smoking. Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like you threw a joint down and it burnt that long. To catch anything on fire. People, if you are a real weed smoker and throw a joint down, what is the average burning time of a joint?
3 seconds.
Yeah. And before it actually goes out. Yeah. I don't think so, people. We would probably have to do a study on that, but I wouldn't be willing to waste my marijuana to prove that fact. Yeah. Okay, we're still in... hey, where's Bellingham?
You're asking me? I guess it's the UK?
No.
Bellingham from Washington State.
Yeah, duh. I would have figured somebody would have been here. I know that place. Where is that at from you?
That's 3 hours away. It's just a few miles from the Canadian border.
Oh, that's where I'm moving to. Oh, did I say that? Bellingham, Washington. Yeah, a woman in pancake suit assaulted at IHOP.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that on the news here.
Okay, somebody really wanted to stick it to a half pancake, huh?
Yeah, this just happened, too, yeah.
Oh, man. IHOP's mascot, Susie Pancake, was assaulted by a bystander at about 3 p.m. outside of Bellingham, Washington restaurant. Police say a 19-year-old woman dressed in the pancake suit was outside the IHOP waving at passerbys when 22-year-old James Manas approached her and began yelling at her and hitting the suit with his hand. Bellingham suit spokesman Mark Young said. Right.
Well, they said they knocked her down. He knocked her down, too. And they did a commercial after that. The pancake was a commercial in a cartoon saying, "It's okay, I'll be all right. No harm done." You know, that kind of scenario. The pancake will live on.
Okay. I'll buy that for a dollar. You had to be there. I see. Yeah.
Might even be on YouTube.
Yeah, oh, I'm going to go and check that out. Yeah, let's go see the pancake chick get knocked down. Oh, yeah. I'll run over and look at that. Not. Eaten alive. Bell with flesh-eating germ. In Baltimore, walking from a fog of anesthesia, Sandy Wilson found she was a patient in one of the hospitals where she worked as a nurse. She remembered having a baby and being told she had gotten an infection. But nothing could prepare her for what lurked beneath the sheets. Flesh-eating bacteria were eating her alive. When I looked down at my belly, basically all the skin was gone, and I could see my internal organs. That is very gross, and that is why I do not go to hospitals. Yeah.
Ooh.
That brings the new meaning to bed bugs. You know what I'm saying? Ooh.
Yeah. I don't want flesh eating bacteria combined with nutty news. It's a little gross.
Yeah, that is not nutty, people. I don't know how that snuck in under the radar, but yeah. In the good old Gulf States, BlackBerry users must cover their phones in a tiny burqa. Hell no. New laws in Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates will require that every BlackBerry user dress their phone, yeah, in a miniature burqa and face veil. Right. The BlackBerry burqa means that people can still use their phones, said a Saudi government official, but the tiny niqab that covers the screen will stop them from reading emails or accessing the internet. With the veil in place, only a tiny slit remains, revealing just of the time and date, thus preserving its modesty. Okay. Don't know what to say to that one. But I'll keep moving, because that made no sense. But if you guys want to move over there, hey, knock yourself out. Boynton Beach. Man punches father of crying baby in a restaurant. That's what I'm fucking talking about. You're not going to slap the kid. I'm going to fucking slap you, dude. Right. Oh. The man was arrested after attacking another man at an Olive Garden in Boynton Beach. Reports say 36-year-old Paul Blankfield began complaining about noise from children at the other table. He confronted the father of the children and is accused of punching him in the neck. People, you cannot punch somebody in the neck. You will kill them. That is very dangerous. Do not practice that. Punching someone in the neck can cut off their oxygen immediately if you hit them in their in one of those veins located on the side of the neck. Don't believe me? Hold yourself by your neck and see what happens to your oxygen. Right. Shouts out to IB the Wise One, who has made a ghost appearance. And also Jamie Garcia, who hasn't been up here in a while, but hola, mi amigo. Hey, pow, pow, do you? Okay.
Got back from Disney World.
Yeah, that's right. Didn't come down here and smoke with the old boy, Rick James, but it's all good. It's all good.
Safe and sound.
Didn't come down here and smoke with the old boy, Rick James. It's all good. Charlie Beffa.
Got titties and beer for him.
Yeah, good old Mickey's titties and beer, you know what I'm saying? Oh, just kidding.
Set him up.
San Antonio, Texas. Yeah, you know it. I was reading this just for Jamie Garcia. Good old Haney. Gunfight at the Academy parking lot at high noon. This is what you're coming back home to, brother. Yeah, well, you're wagging off at the goddamn Disneyland. Uh-huh. They were taking care of real business back home. Gunfire erupted in a busy parking lot with shoppers nearby. It happened at the Academy store at Vance Jackson at 410 just afternoon. What the hell is 410? It's all supposed to be 420. Oh, 420. Anyways, police say a shopper was unloading his purchases into his Hummer when a gunman approached him and demanded the car. The man was licensed to carry a concealed weapon, and police say the two exchanged shots. The gunman got away in a small white four-door car. So be on the lookout for somebody that's trying to jack people at high noon. Yes. Okay, people. Yeah, we're back in the news. Goddamn Florida. I'm telling you, we got some ignorant motherfuckers here, though. Ah, Jesus. We don't do no, you know, real ignorant shit. We just do stupid shit. Yeah. You know, like crashing into Starbucks and shit like that. Or, man dropped his handgun into the lap of old woman. Right. A would-be robber who police said accidentally dropped his handgun into the lap of a 69-year-old woman he intended to mug. Yeah. Was booked into jail. Port Orange police arrested 25-year-old Raymond Shepard. Shepard leaped onto Carol Costello's hood and banged on her windshield with his gun. He eventually broke a hole in the glass and his gun fell through it. Costello picked up the gun and pointed it back at him. When he bolted, he dropped his cell phone. You will be on World's Dumbest Criminals. I would buy that for $1. Yeah. But I have to take a little brief moment out to give you...
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag.
Cheap lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I had to, you know, rerun all those, so,
don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Just might open the window.
I'm saying. Yeah,
how can you open a window when you can't go in there for 35 to 45 minutes?
Oh, well, yeah, no, that's, that was supposed to be done by the person that, yeah.
was in there, yeah.
Right. So let's go to Sweden. Shout out to all my Swedes, my Swedish people. Did we learn Swedish yet? Have we studied Swedish? No, we haven't learned. Is that a language, Swedish?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay.
Am I there?
So we'll, who?
Am I there? Jag my head to Angel.
Oh, yeah. And, parlez-vous français to you, too. There, mi amor, Consuelo, Cucaracha, Al Porto. Yeah.
Just say, Gnekebrug.
Yeah, there you go. Your neck is broke. Your neck is broke. Yeah.
Whoa, don't tell me you don't know that. Gnekebrug?
Neck is. Gnekebrug?
Damn, those small pieces of toast coming from Sweden. Gnekebrug?
What the fuck is that?
Oh,
if you're not laughing, people, you're dead. Wake the fuck up, all right? All right. Stockholm, Sweden. Chimp collects rocks to throw at people later. That's what I'm talking about. A canny chimpanzee who calmly collected a stash of rocks and then hurled them at zoo visitors in fits of rage has confirmed that apes can plan ahead just like humans. A Swedish study said the 31-year-old chimp started building his weapons cache in the morning before the zoo opened. Probably because he observed little punk-ass kids throwing shit at him. So, goddamn it, you fucking right. I got something for y'all punk-asses this time. Sons of bitches.
I like them already.
Throwing shit at me. What? People, why the fuck is it just so mind-boggling? I mean, if we came from fucking apes. I mean, if that is just a niche in the evolution, you know what I'm saying? And then we just got some motherfuckers that just can't evolve. Okay, so that's why we got these sons of bitches locked up in captivity, waiting to see if these sons of bitches going to turn into humans. Right. I'll buy that for a dollar. Has anybody done this before?
At least it was a smart monkey. The first kid that came to tease him with food, he threw a rock at him. Bah.
You know what I'm saying? Pow! Hit your ass in the head. Take that, you son of a
bitch.
I eat bananas. I don't eat bugs. Get your fucking bugs out of here, you little turd. Get out of here. Pow! Hit his ass in the head. You know what I'm saying? Can you really charge a monkey with child abuse? I'm sorry. That was tasteless. That was tasteless. Still in Texas. Shout out to Amy Garcia. Yeah, we're still in your homeland there, brother. And old baby powder fresh Jake. Said a J out there. Where an inmate kills himself with toilet paper.
Did he plan to?
Okay.
He jumped on it?
I guess he wiped too hard. Oh! Sorry. Authorities in South Texas are investigating the suicide of an inmate in the city jail who apparently killed himself by swallowing wet toilet paper. Police found 18-year-old Joel De La Rosa dead in the city jail in Edinburgh near the Texas-Mexico border. He had been taken into custody about 3 hours earlier on charges of drug possession and evading arrest. Damn.
Wait.
You just can't take
shit,
man.
Commit suicide just for drug possession?
Just for drug possession.
Come on. That don't sound right. Did they shove that toilet paper down his throat or what?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I was expecting that he killed an entire family of five or something like that. Then I could understand that you would kill yourself.
Come on, man. They don't want you profiting, man. Anybody who profits off of selling drugs, besides the CIA and FBI and our government, are criminals. All right, I think this is our first time in Turkey, isn't it?
I think so. For me.
I don't remember ever being in Turkey. So we're in Turkey, people. All right. where groom kills three guests by firing automatic weapon into air.
Was it the mother-in-law?
Oh, you heard about that. The state-run news agency says a groom has killed his father and two aunts after opening fire into the air with an automatic weapon to celebrate his wedding.
Damn.
The Anatolia news agency says eight other relatives were injured during the celebration in the southeastern province of Gaziantep. It says the groom lost control of the weapon and accidentally aimed at guests. You are quite a dumbass. Wow.
Do you think he had fun at his honeymoon?
Damn. I think,
he's lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Yeah. And I was going to give you a third, but we want to keep this moving.
Need to pop off that pistol.
You know what I mean? What the
fire
is going
a couple
on?
At him.
There you go.
What about a moment
That's
of silence
awesome
for the father and the aunt? What happened?
Oh. Not bad. There you go. For all the fallen victims out there, people.
Yeah, of course. It's the moment of silence. Fire some more guns.
Oh.
Ah.
Okay.
At least the monkey didn't kill anybody. He's just injuring them.
Oh, man, shit.
Well,
I was just playing.
Give the monkey an automatic gun and see what happens.
Hell no.
Yeah.
This is very tragic. And I think this is our first time in Finland! Okay. Finalist dies at World Sauna Championships.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Didn't know they had that, but okay. A competitor has died and another is in hospital following a tragic end to the World Sauna Championships in southern Finland. Russian Vladimir Lady Zikinski probably died because of that horrible name, but anyways, died after taking part in the final of a competition in which contestants are required to withstand rising temperatures for as long as possible. Finnish finalist Timo Kakkonen was also taken to hospital for treatment.
110 degrees Celsius. That's over boiling point, by the way.
I mean, come on, people. Just some shit your body. I mean, yeah, of course you can put your body through anything at certain times. You know what I'm saying? I mean, at certain survival times. But just to purposely bake your fucking self. Yeah.
Kakahoo.
Yeah.
What was the name again?
What? Lady Shikinsky?
Oh, okay.
Oh. Yeah, right. Well, damn. Oh, well, yeah. Well, this is semi-nutty because this raises questions. This raises moral questions right here, people. This is right here in Tampa, right here in my hometown. This. I don't even know why the fuck this is making none of the news, but yeah, the headlines would probably tell it all. Handicapped man sues strip club. Right. You guys would never guess what the fuck he's suing for, but yeah, this is making local news.
Here.
every day down here. So, yeah. A local strip club is being sued for its alleged uninviting nature to people with disabilities. The federal lawsuit was filed by Kendrick Doduleo, okay, who uses a wheelchair and visited the strip club. Doduleo claims he was denied full and equal access to and a full and unequal enjoyment of the facilities inside the Mons Venus. The lawsuit is suing the Mons Venus Strip Club for violating the Americans with Disabilities Act. Now, he's suing. Okay, first of all, they have a ramp. You know what I'm saying? They had to make the handicap accessible ramp. Okay, they did that. And then at certain places in the club that has, you know, you can go up into different areas. So they've made ramps, you know what I'm saying, for that. They've actually put ramps in place so they can roll up that. But what he's saying is he wants to get close to the stage and close to the stage and other little VIP type areas. Now, brother, if you ain't got no feelings in your legs, what the fuck is a lap dance gonna do for you? You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what I was thinking. He can't feel a thing anyway.
You know, like,
hell.
And Mons Venus is a touchless bar, meaning you can't touch the dancers anyways. So not even the patrons that you know, go there, you know what I'm saying, can touch the girls. That's why they have it set to where it's like a rail around the stage where nobody can't access the shit anyways.
It's,
you know what I'm saying? So I guess he's
scary,
pissed off.
That you get that information rightly available. That you know that
what?
That is a non.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been in the Mons Venus. Yeah, come on, people. I've been in the strip clubs. I DJ in the strip clubs
for
guys.
For him.
You know what
maybe
I'm saying? Well, yeah, I don't go to strip clubs out on Del Mary, which all those are topless. See, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck that means. When if it's a goddamn strip club and you ain't showing titties, ass, and pussy, you ain't taking nothing off. So that's where you, that's where, if you want to go to Mons Venus, 2001 Galaxy, and all these other gay ass fucking strip clubs, you can go there. But to see a goddamn woman dancing with a goddamn piece of electrical tape over her titties, I don't find that sexy. Nor do I think I'll be spending my money on that. Nor do I think I'll be paying $10 just to come in and see some shit like that. But that is what you go to when you go to those clubs. Come to the hood? Oh, yeah. It's goddamn motherfucking balls to the walls. You seeing everything. Cuts, wounds, goddamn bullet holes, fresh goddamn pregnancy scar wounds. Goddamn it, you seeing it all. C-sections and all. Fucking right.
Well, that's why they charge you $10 at the door. When you get in, you know that you've been robbed.
You know what I'm saying? Like, too late, motherfucker. You might as well come and join. Look at the stomachs, goddammit. Yeah, ooh, man, she has a hot stomach. Oh, yeah, look at the belly roll on that chick. Yeah, I love that belly button. That's so sexy. Because that's all you're going to be looking at. Yeah.
Well, they may have a fetish. You never know.
Yeah, right.
Belly button really gets going.
I love to look at tape titties. Oh, yeah. Love that. Not. But anyways, in London, mother and daughter, 12, critical after they stab each other. Wow. 12-year-old and her mother were fighting for life tonight after suffering knife wounds in a domestic incident. The pair were rushed to a hospital in a critical condition this afternoon after they were both discovered with stab wounds in Greenford near South Hall in West London. London Ambulance Service and the Air Ambulance were called, adding they have both been taken to a North London hospital where they are both described as being in critical condition. Damn.
That's some love there, boy.
You know, what the hell y'all was getting into? But y'all pull out knife and do knife fights. People, I ain't no knife person. I promise you, you pull the knife out and I got a pistol, I will shoot you. There's no hesitation. Oh, I ain't talking about, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to whip that one out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bang, bang, bang. Come on.
Oh, man. Esta poña. I don't know what that translates. Well, let's see what that translates into. Esta poña. Come on, come on, goddammit. I just want to see if this is a Spanish word, people. Let's translate that into English. And it means nothing. Okay. Spain clears beach so Michelle can lounge. Okay, so what the fuck do you think? I mean, it's just the goddamn president's wife. What the fuck is these people making such a big goddamn deal for? Like she's just supposed to be walking with the people and shit. You know what I'm saying? And feeling unharmed and shit. Oh, fuck, it's stupid. Spanish police cleared off a stretch of beach for U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama and daughter Sasha to relax by the Mediterranean after a busy day of sightseeing. Police used palm trees to mark off the boundaries of a 100-meter or 100-yard expanse for the American delegation. On either side, onlookers gawked. At what? A fucking black chick when the black people don't even go to the goddamn beach. I guess that's why y'all was gawking like, whoa, look, there's black people on the beach. Oh, my God. Yeah. Hell, level. All right. Anyways. I give you one more, guys, and we're getting the fuck up out of here. You know what I'm saying? It's good laughter. Is anybody having a problem with laughing?
No.
Anybody?
Would you be here if we did?
No.
Are you having a problem with that? I'll say, put your throat in there. Oh. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to shoot you in your fucking throat. You know what I'm saying? But you're not using it anyway to fucking laugh, so hey. You know?
Laughter and
laughing,
you know,
ever again.
A winning combination for your health.
You know what I'm saying? They're not laughing. You know what I tell them.
Fuck him! He's an asshole!
Oh. Don't write me that. And don't forget to donate, people. Go to PayPal. What is it? Personnel, PayPal. PayPal.com. Go to the personal PayPal. Send money. Go to send money. Yeah, we want to send money. Motherfucker, this shit ain't working. What's going on with PayPal? Okay, there we go. All right, well, I'll send my $4 in just a second. God damn it, what you fucking laughing at, huh, people? You didn't send $4. Shit. Thinks I'm sending something. Every fucking little bit. I wish 1,000 people would send me $4. Yes, yeah, so you'd be laughing then. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
About a million.
Give me 5 people to send me $4. That's $200. You know what I'm saying? I mean, 500 people. Yeah. I'll take that. Shit. All right, we're in Clemson University, where scientists actually researched and wasted taxpayers' money on the 5-second rule. Yeah. The controversial 5-second rule, the one that allows us to eat dropped food if it's quickly scooped off the floor. Yeah, it's a bunch of baloney, according to Clemson University food scientist Paul Dawson Thau. Whatever. Previous research has shown we may have up to a minute to rescue certain types of spilled food before it becomes contaminated. Dawson and his students made a strong case for the 0-second rule. They found that salmonella and other bacteria can live up to 4 weeks on dry surfaces and can be immediately transferred to food. I don't see how they even had to have a fucking research on that. People, that shit came about just because nasty motherfuckers wanted to eat some shit off the ground. That had nothing to do with any research or any, there was no ever research ever done that motherfuckers came to that conclusion. We just nasty motherfuckers who didn't want to give up that last bite, goddammit. And that shit hit the ground. Uh-oh, 3-second rule. And you scoop it up and you fucking eat it. Now, if it drops on a pile of shit, I don't think anybody gives a damn about a 5-second rule or any second rule. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where your taxpayers' money is.
My dog doesn't care.
Well, nah, dogs, you know what I'm saying? I don't see how the fuck they eat anything off the ground. Well, they got totally different digestive systems than humans. Just like hogs and everybody else. They can eat that shit and then shit it out. And, you know what I'm saying? It don't bother them. But humans, yeah, we're built just a little bit differently, people. So eating your dog's dog food or cat food, I don't think that's super healthy for you, but yeah, pretty sure people still do that, you know what I'm saying? And on that note, Heavenly Angel.
So, do you like fat guys with no money?
Oh, sorry, people. I meant,
gotta go. My meds are kicking in.
You know? All right. And if you haven't laughed, this should make you laugh.
Do you hear the grasshopper, which is at your feet?
Old man.
I do not smoke weed.
How is it that you hear these things?
Young man, how is it that you do not?
Probably because I got headphones on, motherfucker, and I wasn't listening to you. You know what I'm saying? And I wasn't listening to you. My bad. To the Chinese man.
You sound soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
No. My bad. And, yeah, people, don't forget, man, go out and check out www.813battles.webs.com. Place your vote today. Leave comments if you like the site. If you don't, fuck it. Leave something anyways. You know what I'm saying? And,
I got a can of airspray for you for that smelly room.
Okay.
I hope you're hungry because I'm about to take you to lunch.
But it's a smell so good room.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I'll need to open up the window.
Yeah. Not on the Starship. We can't do that. Sorry, ma'am.
Right.
But guess what?
Come prepared.
I'll keep listening to you.
You're pretty good. Not.
Uh-oh.
Right. Because you're sounding like...
Oh, that's gotta hurt.
And that will do it for the Nutty News Today, people. Provided you're part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. Harold. Wow. I almost choked on that one, people. Yeah. You weren't here to save me either. You know what I'm saying? What kind of shit is that? What kind of shit is that? Okay, people.
Now you listen to old Fiddler if he wants to keep it alive. You in America now. You hear me talking, nigga? You in America.
America.
Shut up, dummy.
I'm going to the Smell So Good room now. Where Mary Jane.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, that soul roll, people. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna mix you up.
Sorry.
Right.
Oh, you love that.
We were recording that. Yeah, we were. And one of the hottest songs of the summer I have to play right now. 1, 2, 3, 4. Kick it. Sorry.
It's a show-filling song.
Yeah, man. I mean, you got to love that song, man. And we are getting out of here, people. Let's see. What's something funny?
Anybody laughing yet?
Hey, we've been laughing all 2 hours. Where have been you? Where you have been at? If I may ask.
I've been in the Smell So Good room.
Uh huh.
Hey, sounds kind of dirty there. I've been in the Smell So Good room.
Have any of you ever been to Africa, back to the motherland?
Oh, no, let's do that. All right, people, y'all have a good one. We is out. The show is over. We will listen to Richard Pryor. Now, I'd like to thank everybody on www.psnradio.com, on the Paranormal Truth Network, and everybody from around the world that rides out with Wrecking the Game Radio. Starship Smelly Fries, Captain Smell So Good, and international co-host,
Travel ain't got no film in the motherfucker either. This ain't cool in the game, nigga. Got them one of them crazy motherfuckers up there. Nigga still wearing a dashiki. I know he crazy. No need to fuck with him at all.
What? What happened to the hair on my chest? I never had any hair on my chest. What happened to your pussy?
Anyway, huh? There's like gonna be a lot of niggers there. We better go. You never can tell. They might be having a meeting or something. Them motherfuckers sit in bunches too. You know them. In case some shit start, they be ready.
To keep the car motor running. Don't worry about shit. No. As soon as the show is over, we run right outside into the car. Time's up, let's go!
And it's good to see y'all out in this motherfucker, though, man. I came from out the front, man. I saw 8 dead white people still had tickets in their hands. You know, and niggas had just run over there.
Move out the way, motherfuckers. Shit. I ain't seen a nigga in 3 years. Fuck you.
You know how niggas just buffalo their way in someplace. You know, because white people get their tickets early. You know, 6-7 months in advance.
niggas wait to 2 minutes before showtime. And then show up to argue. What the fuck you mean you ain't got no more tickets? I'm dressed. Some white people get intimidated by this shit too, right? Sure, come in. It's okay. Go ahead. It's okay with me, buddy. Okay. Well, what did you expect me to do? Jeez, I mean, there's a whole bunch of them. And they could be related or something, you know? Some white boys don't play that shit, though, right? They'd be like, all right, cut the shit. Okay? Just cut the fucking crap. Hold on. You fucking ain't right, buddy. I love to hear white dudes when they be cussing too, Jack. They have some beautiful words, right? Yeah, come on, peckerhead. Come on, you fucking jerk off. Son of a bitch, come on. Niggas be talking about jerk this off. Come on, jerk that. Jerk on this here one time. And we'll grab them dicks, Jack. We'll be done. And walking down the street, be holding it. Hey.
What's happening, bro? Ain't nothing to it. I'm just hanging on, you know.
Even Andrew Young, he grabbed his dick, right?
Mr. President? May I speak to you a minute, please? It's very important. Excuse me, Miss Carter. I'm quite sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Bigger than a peanut.
White dudes don't be grabbing their dicks, so y'all don't grab your dick, right?
No, nope, never touch it. No, sir. No, never. I pee-pee with it. That's it. I never touch it. Except in a porno movie.
They be getting it in them porno movies, though. You know, in the corner, in the back. I can't go to porno movies like I used to, Jack, because people recognize my ass now already. Hey, Richard Pryor, huh? Hey, my man, give me...
Never mind, bro, that's cool. No, that's freeze on the handshake. That's not...